an apparent coup Monday, with the top general declaring a nationwide state of emergency and announcing the end of a joint civilian-military council that ran the country for the past 2 years. Lieutenant General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan made a televised address after military forces arrested Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok and other officials of the formerly ruling Sovereign Council. The general said he dissolved the council and the government due to political quarrels that were threatening the security of the country, and announced that a new government of technocrats would soon be appointed, which would eventually organize elections. Journalist Michael Addit, who is in the Sudanese capital, Khartoum, told VOA thousands of protesters flooded the streets following reports of Hamdok's arrest. He reported hearing gunfire and seeing tires burning in the streets. The Sudan Doctors Committee said two people were killed when security forces opened fire on the protesters. Acting Prime Minister Hamdok, an economist and UN diplomat, had been appointed to lead an interim government in 2019 following the ouster of longtime dictator Omar al-Bashir, who was arrested during widespread street protests. The country is preparing for elections late next year. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres Monday called for the immediate release of Sudan's detained leaders, leading a chorus of world leaders protesting the apparent military coup in the North Central African country. From his Twitter account, Guterres wrote, "There must be full respect for the constitutional charter to protect the hard-won political transition," referencing the landmark power-sharing agreement that the military and civilian leaders signed in 2019 after months of the deadly protests. Officials in Egypt, the Arab League, and the African Union echoed those remarks, calling for hard-won political agreements to be upheld. This is VOA News. The U.S. technology giant Microsoft says the same Russian-backed hackers responsible for the 2020 SolarWinds breach of corporate computer systems